This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a De Koninck. It's a Category 16B Belgian Pale Ale. It's actually the best-known example of the style. When you can get it in Belgium, it's hard to find in the U.S. I do have a bottle that I bought in the U.S., so we'll see how it goes. It's a light coppery color, has a moderate beige head. Holding it up to the light, it looks generally clear, although, there's a lot of floaties in it. It's a little, like, you know, yeast or protein or something, a lot of sort of suspended particles. So that's sort of a bad sign. I've had those in some imported beers before, and it's usually a sign that the beer's not in its best form, could be sort of old. So, forewarned is forearmed. So I'll give it a 2. Right color, good looking head. You know, it was clear other than these things in it, but it's really sort of unattractive to look at, you know, your beer looking like a lava lamp. So, 2 for appearance. Aroma. Well, it's got a moderately high biscuity malt. Very distinctive. A little toasty, bready, nutty, but mostly biscuity. It's moderate esters. They might be sort of orangish, generally indistinct, but they're supportive of the malt. I get a little bit of spicy, earthy hops, not much. The malt qualities really dominate the aroma. It's not bad. You know, I sort of have a very high standard for this. Try it fresh in Belgium, and it's like amazing. The aroma just isn't popping the same way, but the biscuit character is really, really characteristic. I mean, if you brew it, it smells like when you use biscuit malt. So that's pretty important for the style. So I'll give it a 10. It could be fresher, but everything else about it seems really good. Okay, flavor. That's not bad. It's a biscuity malt, light, nutty, toasty component. The malt is fairly high. It has a moderate bitterness, medium esters. Again, they're sort of orangish, maybe like orange marmalade. There's a hint of phenolics in the finish. The finish is moderately dry. Yeah, I mean, there's a slight papery quality. It's a little hard to get in the biscuity, because the biscuity is a little dry, nutty, toasty, and some of the stale qualities sort of head in that direction, too. So the flavor is actually covering it up a little bit. But, you know, I'm comparing it against the memory of it fresh on draft in Belgium, so that's a really high standard. So the balance is right. The flavors are generally correct. They're just not really bright, fresh, and, you know, they don't really pop. But I can't argue with the type of flavors I'm getting and the proportion of things. All that's right. It's not overtly off. So I'll give it a 16. Mouthfeel. It's a medium body, moderate carbonation, no warming, nothing else really there. You know, pretty ho-hum, but that's what is expected for the style. So give it a 5 for mouthfeel. So overall, you know, like I said, it seems stale. It's much better in Belgium. You know, maybe it's better if you can find a a well-handled bottle. You know, I hold up the bottle to the light, and I actually can see the sort of floaties in the bottle. So if you do find it on the shelf, before you sort of pat yourself on the back for finding a rare beer, you know, take a good look at it up to a light. If you don't see floaties in suspension, you know, I'm not talking about, like, you know, looking at the bottom and seeing, you know, a yeast cake. You know, I'm talking about seeing just things floating around in the beer. You know, and it's not just a few of them too. It's you know, it's all over. So I mean, you can swirl a bottle, particularly if they have multiple bottles on the shelf. Take one and swirl it around. Like, well, don't shake it up. You know, pretend you poured it. So tilt it on its side like you're pouring it, and then tilt it back up, and then look at what's in the bottle. If you see a lot of stuff floating around in suspension and not settling back down, then that's not a good sign. I mean, you might be able to get an idea of what it tastes like, but really, you know, try it in Belgium if you're able to get over there. It does have the correct balance and flavors. So it does have that going for it. You know, you can get the malt quality and the bitterness level and the esters. Just the esters are a little brighter, the malt's a little fresher, you know, there's no papery quality to it. It, you know, it all just seems better when you can get it on draft. So, you know, it's a rough style to figure out of the bottle import. And this happens with some styles. Not all styles come over here in the best condition. So just keep that in mind. It's sort of a pet peeve of mine that, you know, some people make the effort to go out and find an example of a world-class beer and then sort of totally disregard the handling of the beer when they try to zero in on what the style is like. So, I mean, you can taste a world-class beer that happens to be off, and, you know, you have to be able to understand that. So, you know, if you had never tried Deconinck before and you got this and you think, oh, wow, this is great, I have to make mine taste just like that, you know, you'd be cloning something that isn't on. So, you know, that's sort of an important point with a lot of styles, especially European styles that are hard to get over here, ones that don't hold up well to shipping and handling. So it's a really fine beer. It's a lovely beer to have over in Belgium. I encourage you to go over there and try it sometime, and then remember what it's like. Take good notes. The style guidelines are certainly written with the knowledge of what they tasted like in Belgium, so you can also go based on how that's written out. That's a close approximation, but really there's no substitute to actually tasting it and knowing what it's like. So that's the Deconinck. It's a Category 16B Belgian Pale Ale, scored a total of 40 just because of age and handling.